4.17.
In the very heart of New York City, under the bright neon lights of Times Square, lies Midtown Comics. No comic store in the U.S. is larger. And deep shelves mean room for all sorts of comics and comic book fans.
There's never a normal day at Midtown Comics.
It's a place where fiction comes to life. Alongside fans, you'll find the writers, comic book artists, and dedicated collectors who make up the community. They are drawn by the stunning artwork and thrilling adventures, which come together to unleash the imagination. Each and every comic book is the end result of a very long process, which starts with a dream.
My name is Chris Notarilli.
Comic books have inspired me to create my own heroes.
The streets and skylines of New York have been fictionalized as the backdrop for some of the best-known superhero fiction. A New Yorker himself, Chris feels at home in the superhero genre. He's all set to create his own comic book.
The dream is to bring the Protector to life and go from this comic character into ultimately a feature film. I just want it.
I've been going to Midtown Comics on and off most of my life. Basically, careers begin there.
I'm making a comic book. What are some of the steps I'd have to take to get it into Midtown, basically?
I get pitched ideas all the time. I can only put his comic on the shelves if it's good enough.
Best thing you could do is to work really hard on the book.
Chris has got to prove to me that his comic is as good as he says it is.
Chris has the character designs, the script, and a couple of pages from the book. But if he wants it on the shelves for the next Young Writers event at Midtown, he is going to have to speed things up. 4 weeks to go, and the countdown begins.
Okay, cool. Great. Thanks.
Okay, awesome.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, no problem.
The love of comic books runs in Chris's blood.
My dad is a graphic artist. He's actually a professional illustrator. He is one of the top illustrators in his profession.
So getting the book ready in full color by the agreed deadline is now a family effort. His dad has the expertise and is willing to put in the time, but it's up to Chris to put together a successful pitch.
I need to make this happen. There is no plan B.
Succeeding against what look like insurmountable odds is a superhero characteristic. They triumph when all else fails. I think that's where Christopher got a lot of his resolve.
In order to build up excitement and show off the potential the book has to become a feature film, Chris is shooting a promo. For The Protector, he must cast an actor who can pull off a look that says he's ready to fight crime and overcome evil. No small feat, but Chris thinks Nick has what it takes.
Today we're going to be doing the Protector promo. I'm very excited. I am one step closer to pitching to Midtown.
Chris needs to get the Protector's costume just right. Fans love the cosplay aspect of superhero fiction, and they will spot a second-rate costume from a mile away. At Midtown Comics, costume competitions are a way of getting customers excited about the next big release. But no one is interested in a costume with no character. So what makes the Protector unique?
The Protector has definitely been a character who, no matter what happens to him, he stays strong, he does not give up. He's a character built on endurance.
Action.
Protecting people from the dangers of the city is just as important as fighting criminal masterminds. And it's in the everyday superhero struggle that he's able to prove his worth. The same goes for Chris, who during the filming is faced with his fair share of unexpected obstacles.
Good, get inside. And that's a wrap.
4 long weeks of working around the clock has all come down to this one moment of truth. Is the Protector worthy of the famous Midtown shelves?
Book's finally finished, as you can see. 36 pages of pure awesomeness. This book will be on the shelves by the end of the day.
This is it?
This is the book.
It looks awesome, it really does.
Thanks. Not only did I make you a comic book, I made you a film.
The promo speaks the universal language of superhero blockbusters.
That's pretty impressive. It's the first time I've ever seen somebody come in with their own movie and their book.
Not only does Chris make the Young Artists event at Midtown, The Protector is made the book of the week, kickstarting Chris's career.
The superhero celebrates humanity. It's what we all aspire to be, and it gives us hope that we can be that.
People might look at the Midtown family and wonder why they spend so much time and effort on comic books or dressing up as superheroes. What is all the fuss about? But to Chris, the answer is crystal clear.
End of CD 2.